Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. The next story is posted by user Terribly Easy from r/erotica. The title of the story is That Time I Got Seduced by an Older Woman. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
I think I'm here to see you, Father. James, uncertainty clouds her face, but she's got that friendly, affable cuteness that comes from an easygoing approach to life. Or maybe I'm just hot for her style, and I'm reading too much into it. You're Scarlet, right? I say, the party planner. Yeah, she's got maybe a decade on me. 27, if I had to guess. Then no, you don't want my dad. I open the door, welcome her in. I'm James, and I'm actually the one putting this together for my parents. It was you I talked to on the phone. She walks in, her pumps clacking on the tile. She's wearing black stockings and a black sweater over a white button-down blouse, all very clean and professional. But it's her pleated black skirt that snared my attention. The way its tall waistband is cinched stiff around her tight belly. The way the pleats spread out, hinting at some juicy curves beneath. I shake my head, try to put my horniness aside. She's told old for me anyway. She looks over her shoulder, shoots me an anticipatory look. Why is she? Oh, wait. She asked me a question. Yeah, I try to recover. That was me. It's my parents' anniversary. 25 years. And I told them my gift to them would be to give them a party. She furrows her brow. Who will be the one responsible for paying the invoices? I grin. No worries there. They are. I'm just coordinating. Her smile returns. Her dark wavy hair shimmers. Oh, okay. She looks around. We'll go over the specifics. But let's start with seeing the space itself. The rooms where the guests and caterer will be. Sound good. It's a plan. Nobody else is here, so we've got the run of the place. I point her down the hallway that leads to the living room and follow behind her, watching her hips swing. I say, big archway, very wide, you can't miss it. I take it, this will be the main space for the reception. The room's sizable, with vaulted ceilings and large glass panel doors that slide open, letting the space merge with the backyard. Yep, I say, all sorts of lighting presets, and a built-in sound system that extends all the way out to the veranda. Her smile is cheery and genuine. Wow, making my job easy. Well, there's still all the food and decorations and tables and stuff. Right. You're right, she says. Let me take some measurements. Scarlet pulls a laser distance measure from her handbag and walks the room. She has to lean and bend and twist to get the measure in the correct places. And I am entranced, watching her contort. With each turn, I add to a growing mental model of what she must look like naked. Everything okay, she says. I've been staring at her like a fool. I grin sheepishly, averting my gaze. No, I'm all good. She laughs an effortless and natural sound. I'll consider it a compliment. She bends over at the waist to plant the measure against another wall. And, this time, I'm almost thinking it's on purpose the way her ass is pressed out. I haven't had attention from boys your age in a long time. The device beeps. How old are you? Anyway, just turned 18 last month. Oh, she says, that's fun. What does that mean? Do you want to see the backyard? I say, let's. We walk the patio, Scarlet measuring as we go, and she chats with me. About 120 guests, Right. All you parents, friends, and family, too. How many of them are kids? No kids, I say. Right. Now that you're 18, she smiles. I force a chuckle. Yep. But surely you'll have some other young adults invited. People your age. Your girlfriend, at least. Right. We've reached the far edge of the patio and lean on the stone balustrade, looking out at the gulch beyond. Ah, no, I don't know why I tell her. I just do. No girlfriend at the moment. Well, things went sour a few months ago. Now she's gone, off on the other side of the country, for college, but it's over. Sorry to hear that, Scarlett says, rubbing my shoulder. I, unfortunately, know how you're feeling. Had a fiancé last year, but I found out he's an asshole. At least it was before the wedding. That's what everyone says. But it doesn't make the sting any less. That sounds way worse than my situation, I say. She smiles at me. Anyway, let's head back in. See where the caterer will set up. Sure. I lead us towards the house. What's your sport, James? Huh? I look over my shoulder. See her gaze dance up my body before meeting my eye. What do you mean? It's nothing about the party, she says. Just, you look pretty athletic. Figured you had something keeping you in shape. Let me guess. Surfing. Oh, I blush. How'd you know? But she just grins. In the kitchen, she walks the space as before, jotting down notes, measuring different walls. Access seems pretty straightforward, she says. Garage through here. Yep. And gas range. She inspects the cooking area. Two ovens. She peers in the top one, then bends over at the waist to look into the bottom oven. I have no idea what she's hoping to see in there, but her ass is towards me, so I don't care. Her skirt rides up and up, and I can see the top of her stockings, the bare skin where her thighs meet her ass. And I'm drinking the sight in. Between her legs, I catch a glimpse of black panties, wrapped tightly over her mound. She stands up and looks at me like she's waiting for me to speak. I gather myself and say, sorry, what was that? You said nobody else is home right now, right? I frown. I don't see how that's relevant. But she's looking at me expectantly, pen hovering over her clipboard. Yeah, that's right. They're all gone till evening. She scribbles something. All right, she says, let's sit down somewhere. Talk over the details. Sure, I point. The kitchen table works. She shakes her head. No, not there. Do you have a desk somewhere? Your bedroom, maybe. Yeah, upstairs. I'll show you. Perfect. I guide her through the house, up the staircase, and to my room. It's a little messy, I say, but make yourself at home. I pull out the desk chair for her and sit on my bed. Scarlett puts her stuff down on my desk, but instead of sitting down, walks over to me and climbs onto my lap. She straddles me, the pleats of her skirt bunching up between us, and wraps her arms around my shoulders. She leans in and presses her lips to mine. Her tongue pushes through my lips, and I don't know why this is happening, but I open my mouth and kiss her back. I grab her, my hands on the tight waistband of her skirt, and feel her writhe in my grip, grind her hips into mine. She breaks away just long enough to say, "Smack my ass, James. I know you want to." This all came out of nowhere, and I'm completely confused, but she's right. I do want to. I slide my hands under her pleats and slap and spank. Her ass is deliciously round and firm, and the harder I smack her, the more she seems to like it. She's giving me an erection, which, I'm 18, it's not hard to do, but I'm pretty sure she can feel it as she presses into me. What are you thinking, James? She says, you want us to go back to the desk, sit down and talk about tablecloths. I'm breathing heavily. No. Oh, why not? She teases me. Did you have something else in mind? I grab her sweater, try to pull it off. It clings to the shirt beneath, and she has to help wrench it over her head. And then she's still got her white blouse on. She's dressed in layers. I work its buttons, top to bottom, glimpsing bare skin, expecting her to stop me at any moment. She doesn't. Her bra comes into view, black lace cups, brimming with tits. I'm no bra expert, but I know this one's trading off at least some practicality in service of sex appeal. I give her a confused look. She grins. It makes me feel sexy. You already are sexy, I say. Her eyes brighten. Her grin widens. Continue. She purrs. I'm not gonna lie. I don't understand what's going on. I start. But you're mad cute, and you're, like, style or whatever, you're fucking hot. Your skirt's been turning me on since you got here. I told you what's going on, she says. You just didn't hear it. I'm horny and single and so are you. And I know you've been checking me out. You don't hide it well. She slips out of her blouse, tossing it aside. Sorry, I blush, yeah, you're cute when you're bashful. She kisses me. Well, you're cute all the time. But you can't know the thrill it gives me to be in my 30s. and find myself still being checked out by a teenager. She's watching me as she says this last bit. That a problem for you. 30s. I repeat. No BS. The age thing is a turn on. Oh. She smiles coyly. Yeah. And I had you at, like, 27. Now I just want you even more. 33. She says. I moan. My cock stiffens. She backs off. Stands up. Looks down at me. I shoot her a confused, desperate look. Take off your clothes. She says. I do. She makes a show of wiggling her ass in the air. Slipping her panties down her legs. I'm leaving the skirt on, right? My nod is emphatic. She gives me a playful shove, knocking me over so I'm laying on the bed. My dick throbs, fat with a full erection. She pushes my knees apart and crouches between them, then grabs the base of my shaft. I gasp, my cock between us. She looks me in the eye. Let's find out how long you can go without coming. I whimper. She pushes my dick against my belly, only touching its base, and sticks her tongue out. And then I feel its velvet warmth on my balls and my cock pulses. And I groan. She licks one ball at a time in slow, deliberate motions. She's barely begun and already I can't take it. I need more. I'm going to grab her head and shove my cock down her throat. But of course, I don't do that. Instead, I lay there, watching her taunt me with her tongue, whimpering in desperation. She sucks one of my balls into her lips and a bead of fluid drips from the tip of my dick. Fuck, I moan. Watching her repeat with the other. Oh God. She starts over, licking my taint, dragging her tongue up and over my sack, my nuts being squeezed and tantalized, then does it again. She spreads her lips and sucks my whole sack into her mouth. I shiver. I feel so vulnerable, so turned on. She nuzzles and teases, slurping and lapping, her tongue batting my balls side to side. You're such a good boy, she says. You should have a reward. She releases my cock, lets it spring up stiff. Her cum oozes from its tip. She runs her tongue up its length, sliding up the bottom of my shaft, her eyes locked on mine. She flicks the tip of her tongue against my glands and I whimper. My erection too stiff to move. I'm panting, breathing sharp and fast, feeling the loss of control churning inside me, threatening to erupt. I squeeze my hands into fists. I will hold out. Scarlet sucks on my balls again, then launches into another long journey up my cock. The tip of her tongue the only point of contact between the two of us. It's so hot. I don't know how I stop myself from exploding, but somehow I do. But then she does it a third time, and I'm staring her in her eyes. And I think it's almost more the look in that sexy blue-eyed gaze than the torrent of bliss on my cock. But either way, my defenses break down. Pleasure surges inside me. With a loud grunt, my balls tense, cock surges, hips back, and I'm spraying cum up into the air in fast spurts. Scarlet grins. Watching the show, tickling my glands with the tip of her tongue until my cock finally falls over. Limp. She sits back on her knees and smiles. Been a while since I've done that to a boy, she says. Go get yourself cleaned. Sit on my face. I cut her off. Surprise flashes on her face. Oh, you're not done. No. Surprise becomes a grin. Her skirt makes a tent around my head. Her stockings press against my ears. Her ass fills my view. Her pussy rests on my mouth. And I lick and suck and I don't really know what I'm doing. Not for someone experienced like her. But she doesn't seem to mind. And I'm in heaven. She's moaning and grinding her hips into my face and her pussy gushes with sweet nectar and I'm worshipping her temple of pussy and I'm in heaven. Getting her off. This elegant and sexy woman almost twice my age. I'd be happy laying here. Under her ass, eating her out forever. Fuck, James. She groans. You're getting hard again. It's true, I am. She lays down on me and grips my cock, yanking it back into full stiffness. I'm 18, it doesn't take long. And then, the most wonderful feeling. Her lips are around my shaft, sucking me off as I eat her out. She's fucking amazing at it, of course, popping me in and out of her mouth, jacking off my base, playing with my balls, but I vow not to let her distract me from my task. I've never done it before, never even thought about trying it, but her gorgeous butt is right in my face and the moment gets to me. I slide my tongue all the way down her pussy and tease her asshole. Fuck, James, Scarlet says again, but more guttural this time. She's pulled her mouth off my dick, but I don't mind. I love her reaction. So I do it again, one big lick, clit to asshole. She whimpers, a raw sound, pure, not a show, and I know I've hit a sweet spot. I lick her like this over and over, and she squeals and quivers and her pussy and ass start to spasm and I just keep going and going until she rolls off of me. Fucking hell. James, she pants, nobody's done me like that in years. I'm not done with you yet. Her eyes go wide and she's got this expression on her face like she's the teenager and I'm the one twice her age. It's such a thrill. It's a jolt of adrenaline. I feel it in my feet, legs, arms, cock. I roll her on her side, bent at the waist, round ass towards me. Her pleated skirt rides up. Her pussy is swollen and wet between her stockings. I slap her ass hard enough to leave a mark. She moans. I kneel behind her, cock in my fist, and guide it inside her. I'm gonna fill you with my cum, I say. I fuck her, deeper and deeper each time my hips collide with her ass. Feeling my dick skewering her tight pussy is incredible. But it's the sight of this older woman thirsty for my fucking that really gets me off. Her cheeks are flush with sweat. Her hair clings to her forehead. Her tits bounce in her bra. She bites her lip. Fucking hell, you're sexy, I say through gritted teeth. Scarlet's firm. Round ass shudders as I buck into her. My fingers digging into her muscles. I'm gonna, I start. But with a groan, I cut myself off. The orgasm seizing control of me. My hips jerk into her automatically, using her tight pussy to milk myself dry. This feeling of accomplishment, of conquest, sweeps through me. And even after I'm drained, I sit there with my dick in her. Panting. That was so hot, she whispers as if afraid speaking too loud would break the moment. After a bit, I pull out and lay down, basking in the bliss. Holy shit, James, she gathers herself, that was, more than I thought I'd get. I'm not done with you. She gives me an amazed look, but says, I'm not sure I can take any more right now. I don't mean now, I say, I'm going to hit you up in a few days. Next week, whenever. Oh, you are, I can tell. Scarlet's curious to see where this goes. You said so yourself. I'm the best lay you've got going on right now. I sit up, let her know I'm serious. And I'm not going to lie, you got my cock harder than it's ever been. Her eyebrows bounce up. I see. And anyway, you're going to tell me you don't want a cute surfer boy fuck buddy to help you get over your breakup. She gets this offended look on her face, but just for a second before she starts laughing. Well, when you put in that way, she trails off, then says, I'm over my breakup. James, don't you worry about that. But yes, I'll give you my personal number. I can't have your horny ass interfering with my business. Come to my house. I'll do things to your dick you've never even imagined. She stands up and gathers her clothes. Now, if you'll excuse me a minute. Restroom's next door to the right. Thanks. And then we finish planning the party. But that's not the point of this story. It's 3 weeks later, and I'm at Scarlett's house, laying on her bed. Naked but for skin-tight boxers. She's got my wrists and knees and ankles bound with rope and tied taut to the bed frame, and she's got my balls and cock pulled through a flap in the boxers. She's wearing shiny leather boots that come up to her knees and a matching corset, her thin waist cinched even tighter. Her ass highlighted with fishnet. You'll come only when I tell you to come, she instructs. I mumble assent around the ball gag in my mouth. What's that? She pinches my nipple. I couldn't hear you. Ears, I moan. Louder than before, unable to form a consonant. Drool trickles down my cheek. That's what I thought. She cups my chin. If you're a good boy, I'll take out your gag and let you eat my ass. My legs convulse, yanking fruitlessly against the ropes. I whimper. She reaches down towards my crotch. Her fingers find the silicone device wrapped around the base of my shaft and resting on my balls. She turns it up a level, the buzzing growing in intensity. My hips thrust into nothing. I groan in desperation. I don't know how long it's been. There are no clocks or anything else in this room. The window shades are pulled tight. The light's low. There's no sign of the passage of time. Since she lubed up my balls and cock with a silky lotion and slipped the silicone device around them.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, By using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
She hasn't touched them once, and yet, my cock is hard, so hard. Its head is swollen purple, its shaft fat, its veins bulging. The vibrator is merciless in its teasing. The slightest additional touch would send me off, but Scarlett refuses. She watches me strain, laughing, tickling me, making me think she's going to finally allow me to come, only to pull back at the last moment. I don't know how long it's been, but this is the third time in 2 weeks that she's done this to me, and must be by far the longest session yet. The device pulsing on my balls is ceaseless, and I writhe and groan. She giggles. "What's that, James?" I pant. A tear drips from my eye. "I thought I heard you say you wanted to be my bitch." She kneels next to my head with a cruel grin. "Huh, what more could she possibly do to me? That's what you want, right, James?" I whimper. "That's what I thought." She gets up on her knees and pulls a chrome bullet-shaped vibrator from her pussy. I had no idea that was there. It's slick with her fluids, and she holds it over my face, letting it drip on my gag, seep in my mouth. I whimper again. "This will be fun," she says. Then she slides down the bed. The next thing I feel is something make contact with my asshole, an oscillating pressure. The vibrator, I realize, of course. My eyes grow even wider. My whimpers are so frequent, they're meaningless. "You ready to be my bitch?" She doesn't give me time to respond. Not that that matters. The bullet slides up into me, and I learn a new way of being dominated, of finding ecstasy. I groan and my whole body convulses, jerking against the ropes. And then, still untouched, my cock is spraying cum. Spunk oozes down its side while other loads spurt wildly into the air. Its shaft throbs with each ejaculation, reaching up into nothing, no sensation to appease its demands, only the relentless buzzing against my balls and in my ass to see its orgasm through. Through the rushing sound in my ears, I hear Scarlett's disappointed voice. "I told you not to come, James. No reward today." I whimper one last time, straining to touch her, for her to touch me. When I wake, the ropes and gags and devices are all gone, and Scarlett is sitting in a recliner, wearing sweats and reading a book. She sees me stir and grins at me. "I cleaned you up best I could, but you'll probably still want to shower." Yeah. I look around, gather my bearings. "You're cute when you sleep." "Thanks." I sit up. "You're hot when you are you." She laughs, free and easy. "Maybe one day I'll let you touch me again."
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.